You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. My name is Jonathan Simeone. This is my first iOS podcast. Today I'm going to be covering how to change the skin tone of certain emoji. I'm running iOS 9.0.2 on an iPhone 6. Before I get into the process of changing the skin tone of emoji, I'm going to show you how to enable the emoji keyboard. To get started, I'm going to talk to Siri. Open keyboard settings.
Let's take a look at the settings for keyboard. Keyboard 1 button.
And it landed right on the keyboard's button, which is what I want, so I'm going to double tap.
Keyboard, that button.
Now I'm going to swipe through the screen till I come to the add button.
Keyboard, edit, dim, English button, add keyboard ellipsis button.
And there it is, double tap.
Cancel.
Now I'm going to swipe through this screen until I come to the emoji keyboard.
Add, suggest English, third part, text, other iPhone, English, Arabic, Dunn, Vault, Catalan, Cherokee, Chinese, Croat, Czech, Danish, Dutch. Emoji.
There it is. I'm going to double tap.
Emoji. Keyboard, back button.
And the back button's selected, so I'm going to double tap.
General, back button.
Now I'm going to swipe through the screen just to make sure my emoji keyboard's been added.
Keyboard, 2, button.
And it says keyboard's 2 now, so it has been added. I'm going to hit home to get out of the settings. I want to open a blank email so I have a place to insert the emoji, so I'm going to hit my mail.
Doc, mail, no unread emails.
Double tap on it.
Mail, search field.
Compose is in the bottom right of the screen, so I'm going to put my finger down.
Compose button.
Double tap.
To text field, in editing, insertion point at start.
Now I only care about the body field for this demonstration, so I'm going to look for that.
Message body, sent from my iPhone, system font regular. 17 point.
I'm going to double tap.
Insertion point at start of line sentence from my iPhone.
Now, by default, the English US keyboard comes up, and I need to select the emoji keyboard. The change keyboard button is just to the right of the numbers button, so I'm going to put my finger on the screen on the bottom, close to the left edge.
Next keyboard, emoji.
And I'm going to double tap.
Next keyboard, English US.
Now I've selected the emoji keyboard. Right now I'm using the touch typing method. To change the skin tone of emoji using the touch typing method, all you have to do is find an emoji that the skin tone can change on and hold your finger in place. Eventually a pop-up will come up that you can slide your finger through until you come to the skin tone you want. When you reach the skin tone you want, you simply lift your finger and the emoji skin tone will change and it will be inserted into the body of your message or whatever edit field you're using. So I'm going to put my finger down and see if I can land on an emoji that skin tone can change here.
Man's head with medium skin tone.
And I have one. I'm going to leave my finger.
Alternative characters available. Slide your fingers to discover alternative characters. Lift to select a character.
I'm going to slide to the
man's
right.
Head, man's head with medium dark skin tone. Man's head with dark skin tone.
And I'm going to lift my finger.
Man's head with dark skin tone.
And there it is. The emoji has been changed to man's head with dark skin tone. And that has been inserted into the body of my message. Let's try one more here. Put my finger down.
Man's head with dark skin tone.
Leave my finger in place.
Alternative characters available. Slide your fingers to discover alternative characters. Lift to select a character.
And just slide my finger.
Man's head with medium dark skin tone.
Now I'm going to lift my finger.
Woman's head with medium light skin tone.
And now the woman's head was changed to light skin tone, and that was inserted into the body of my message as well. Now I'll show how to change the skin tone of emojis using the standard typing method. So I'm going to use my rotor. I'm going to put two fingers on the screen and turn clockwise.
Typing mode.
And I'm going to swipe up with one finger.
Standard typing.
There we go. Now, to change the skin tone of emoji with the standard typing method, you have to find the emoji you want to change, and then double tap and hold.
Boy's head with light skin tone.
Here's the boy's head. Let's see, we can change him.
Boy's head, selected.
Now I'm going to slide to the right.
Boy's head with medium skin tone. Boy's head with medium dark skin tone.
And I'm going to release.
Boy's head with medium dark skin tone.
and the boy's head with medium dark skin tone has been put in the body of my message. Let's try for one more here.
Girl's head with white skin tone. Girl's head. Alternative characters available. Slide your fingers to discover alternative characters. Look to select a character. Girl's head with medium white skin tone. Girl's head with medium skin tone. Girl's head with medium skin tone.
Now the girl's head with medium skin tone, or whatever it was, has been inserted into the body of my message. To check that, I'm going to find the message body and just see what it reads.
Message body. Man's head with dark skin tone. Woman's head with medium light skin tone. Boy's head with medium dark skin tone. Girl's head with medium skin tone. Sent from my iPhone.
And there we go. So to recap, if you're using the touch typing method, you slide your finger around the screen until you come to the emoji you want to change. Then you leave your finger in place until the pop-up comes up. Then you can slide your finger left and right through the skin tone choices until you find the one you want. Then you lift your finger and the skin tone will change and the emoji will be inserted into your edit field. If you're using the standard typing method, you find the emoji that skin tone you want to change and you double tap and hold. When the pop-up comes up, you slide your finger through the choices until you come to the skin tone you want and you lift your finger. At that point, the skin tone will change and the emoji will be inserted. If you have any questions, you can reach me on Twitter at Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, underline writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, or you can email me at Jonathan, A as in apple, S as in Sam, D as in dog, F as in Frank, at iCloud.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Apple Viz podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Apple Viz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.